Hello, Namaste, Salaam Walaikum, Sat Sri Akal. Welcome back to another session with your Vashef at Vareva.com. Today we are going to learn how to make a basic bread. So to make this, add 2 teaspoons of yeast. To that, add 1 cup of warm milk. Add 2 teaspoons of sugar. Just mix it and let it rest for 10 minutes by the time the yeast dissolves and ready to use. To this bread dough, we are going to use eggs. Eggs is optional. If you do not want to use eggs, you can skip it and add a little more moisture into your bread dough. Break eggs. Whisk the eggs. When you dissolve the yeast into the milk, make sure the milk is at 105-110 degrees Fahrenheit, a little bit warm. To this milk in which yeast has been dissolved, add egg, the 2 beaten eggs. As I have told you earlier, egg is optional. To this, add melted butter. Take around 4 cups of flour. In the flour, add salt, 1.5 tablespoon of salt, and then mix it. Then make a well in the center. Pour this yeast mixture into the center and then slowly mix the flour. Slowly mix it like this and then pour the entire batch of this mixture. And then just make a soft dough. Just make sure that all the flour is scraped off from the sides with the dough. The dough has to be nice soft. Just keep mixing. Do not leave any dry flour in this. This method is called folding. You fold. After you knead the dough well, you kind of fold it. After folding the dough, you will get a smooth and shiny texture on the top. Take little more butter and just coat on this dough. And you can take any kitchen towel. Just wet the towel, squeeze out the water and just cover this dough with it. After 1 hour of letting it ferment, you can see how soft this dough has become. Okay, this lot of air has filled. As soon as I touched it, look at the way how it's becoming flat. So now we are not going to knead the dough fully, but we are going to punch it little bit and let all the air escape. Now it's become flat. All the air from this dough has escaped. You can see how much this dough has become. You can dust the dough a little bit and just punch it out. The reason why we have to let this rest for another 10 minutes is, if you try to make the bread rolls with this dough, it will not come because now it's become like an elastic thick dough. After 10 minutes of resting this dough, you have this dough slightly proven. That's when you can make into good bread rolls. You can take a little bit of flour and take this dough into the size you want to make the bread rolls. Just shape it round and put it on a greased pan. Watch this simple technique. Take the size of the dough you want. Just press it hard. Take these fingers, squeeze it, and it will give you a rotational way that you can shape this bread rolls, and you will have a very smooth outside texture. Okay. Then you can cover these bread rolls with a muslin cloth, wet weathless cloth, and let it proof for 30 minutes before it goes into the oven. Now, with the rest of the dough, you can make any fancy shape you want. I just wanted to show you the basic dough. Just make it like a row, and you can make any fancy shape you want. You can just make a knot, and so you can make any kind of fancy shape. We're going to make egg wash. Egg wash is basically a thin coating that is applied to the bread to give a very nice color on the bread. So break an egg and make it thinner. Okay. After 30 minutes of proving, you will see that these bread rolls have doubled in the size. All you need to do is take this egg wash and apply a little bit egg wash on this bread rolls. So we're going to put this in the oven at 225 degrees centigrade. At 425 degrees Fahrenheit. When you remove these rolls out of the oven, you will think they are a little bit hard, but just wait for a few minutes and you will see these bread rolls becoming soft. Just apply a little bit butter. Look at how soft they are. You know, with these bread rolls, you can get creative. You can have these bread rolls by themselves. Or here, today I made an excellent pumpkin dish. I'm going to put some of this pumpkin inside this and I'm going to enjoy this. This is better than any burger. Hmm. there is nothing like eating freshly baked bread. Wow, this bread literally melts away in the mouth. Dear friends, I hope you've enjoyed to learn how to make this basic bread with your Vaashef. But remember, Vaareva is all about inspiring others to cook.